Hi, I'm Josh and welcome to the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, the podcast that talks the art and craft of nature photography. It is the 24th of October, 2021, and this is podcast number 27. And this is going to be a bit of a rambling podcast, I'm afraid. There's a little bit I want to cover and go through today, different subjects and topics. So I thought I'd just put it all into the one podcast and go from there. So I guess the first thing is an update from Finland. So yesterday I had an absolutely fantastic day yesterday. Because the snow conditions here are still quite low, the main place I've been photographing the wolves has been quite muddy. There really hasn't been enough snow to clean up the background properly and make for a nice clean frame. It's been a lot of grass sticking through the snow, a lot of mud. The forest hasn't been properly frozen, so it's been difficult with the wolves, although the wolves have been very active. So yesterday I decided to just sort of change things up, and I went into a nearby pine forest, this beautiful boreal pine forest, and set up the hide there in the hopes of getting wolverine. And I went into the hide around about lunchtime, 12 o'clock, and was hopeful that might find wolverine. It gets dark very quickly in the forest, so by 4 o'clock, 4:30, it's kind of pretty much all over in terms of the photo light. It's really getting too dark to photograph at that point in time. But yesterday I waited for about 3 or 4 hours, and then the wolverine did come and spent around, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, maybe a little more, in front of the hide, which was just fantastic. I don't think I made a photograph that's going to hang on the wall. The wolverine's actually extremely difficult to photograph. It's quite small and low to the ground and very difficult to get a good angle on. It's also very dark, especially against sort of the scattered snow in the forest. But it was great to see. And, you know, I made probably 600 photographs on high-speed drive of the wolverine as it was moving through the forest, and hopefully one or two in there might be keepers. I haven't had a chance to go through them all yet. I'll try and do that later today if I get a chance. But look, it was just great to see it. And the wolverine actually even went up a tree at one point. So I've got a shot of it going up the tree, which was really, really fantastic. And the great record shots, if nothing else, and fantastic to see. It's been elusive, the wolverine. We didn't see it at all during my workshop with the clients up here, although we spent about 3 days looking for it. Just didn't show itself. I guess that's just Murphy's Law. It did come again yesterday. I didn't see any, and haven't seen any bears now for a couple of days. So I think the bears have now gone into hibernation. It's cold today. The temperature is down around sort of closer to minus 10, I think. So quite cold. So I think the bears have given up and gone to sleep for the winter. So now strictly it's all about wolves really for me. And I'm hopeful that tomorrow we're going to get more snow up here. I actually have taken the day off today from photography. It's been a blue sky day. I went out to the hide early this morning just to relocate it. Now that things have started to freeze up and it's got much colder, I've got a much better idea of where I want the hide to be for the ideal background and to help clean up the foreground as well. So I relocated the hide this morning at about 11 o'clock, 11:30, so that it's in position for tomorrow. So that's done now, and that's ready to go for tomorrow. It was really quite hard to relocate. It was frozen in place because it's sitting on a wetland area. As soon as that wetland starts to freeze around the hide, I had to sort of break it loose to get it to be able to move it. And it's quite heavy. So that was some exercise for the morning, which was a good thing. And then I've just taken the rest of the day off because, I said, it's a blue sky day. And even though the sun is not that high in the sky, it's still light's very bright and harsh compared to what I would prefer with soft overcast light. Excuse me while I just have a sip of coffee. Probably a bit rude to drink coffee when I'm recording a podcast, but too bad, I need a coffee. That's how it goes. So everything's ready for tomorrow now in that regard, and I've got the hide really well positioned. I'm very happy with it. I think the background's going to be excellent with the frozen forest. It should stay cold tonight and then start to snow. So my hope is, again, to get the wolves coming in the snow tomorrow with a little bit of luck. It's certainly much colder now, and it's certainly feeling cold in the hides. I actually sat in the hide for the wolverine half in a sleeping bag because my feet were just getting quite cold. So it's proper winter here now. That's kind of where things are at up here at the moment in Finland. The next few days, actually, it's forecast for snow, not just tomorrow. So that should be really, really fantastic. can't wait for that. That's really what I'm hoping for. So I'm switching now completely to the Wolves. If Wolverine turn up in this new location, fantastic. I'm going to photograph them, but I think I'm done with the Pine Forest now. I really want to just focus on getting these Wolves in the snow. So that's an update from Finland on where things are at up here. Let's just shift gears a little bit. I had to, and talk about other workshops, I had to make the decision today to unfortunately delay my planned trip to Mongolia in December for both Palace Cat and Snow Leopard. This has been a very difficult decision. Actually, this has been the hardest decision I've had to make regarding the delays of workshops as a result of COVID. Part of the reason for that is the restrictions are just very, very vague for Mongolia. It depends on which websites you look at as to what the restrictions are, and they seem to be changing just constantly. The bottom line is, though, that as an Australian citizen, I need a visa to go to Mongolia. So the Mongolian embassy is not issuing visas currently for travel to Mongolia for Australians. That in combined with the restrictions on travel in Mongolia, both entering Mongolia and provincial travel inside Mongolia, which we need to be able to move around, mean that I just had to make the call that I'm going to postpone that. Those trips until the end of 2022. Those people on the trips already know this. I've been in touch with them via email earlier today, and that's just the way it rolls, unfortunately. One of the big problems is that the current restrictions on entry into Mongolia show that if you're vaccinated, you still need to home quarantine for 7 days. That's a big problem. The other really big problem is that this provincial travel, so flying into Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, and then needing to move between provinces for both Palace Cat and Snow Leopard make things very difficult. All that combined with the lack of flights both in and out of Mongolia just mean that it's just far too risky to unfortunately run this trip this year. So I'm really disappointed having to delay this. It was something I've been really looking forward to. You know, I wrote recently on my blog that I was going to be returning to Mongolia, and I really was trying to put everything in place to make that happen. But that's just the way it rolls. I mean, at the end of the day, safety first. No photograph is worth a life. And you know, certainly also no one wants to get stuck in Mongolia over the Christmas period, which would there'd be every chance of that actually happening. So, yes, that trip will get pushed back now until sometime 2022, probably December, I would say, at this point in time. And I'll confirm the dates and update my website as soon as I possibly can. Shifting gears yet again, just for finishing up on workshops, actually, that will mean that my next trip, the next official workshop that I'll be running, will be for the sold-out trip for the Arctic Fox in February next year to Iceland, and then I will come straight from Iceland back to Finland for my winter trip. So those two will be back-to-back for me, which means I'll be in Australia for December and January. Both the Yellowstone and the Snowy Owl trip were already postponed to 2022. So those will be my next two trips. And then after that, it'll be off to Ellesmere Island, which I'm super excited about for white wolves and snow. But I'll have a lot more to say about that as that comes closer as well. So shifting gears away from workshops now, I'm starting to get quite excited about the Canon EOS R3. There are more and more YouTube videos turning up about this camera, about the menu system, about the new autofocus system, and I am really excited to get this camera and try it out. Probably the first chance I'll really get to use it in anger will be on my Arctic Fox trip in February next year in Iceland, which is a little bit ironic, actually, because that's where I also first took the Canon EOS 1DX Mark III and fell in love with that camera on that trip just for its autofocus. So it'll be really interesting to see how the R3 does on the Arctic Fox. And then also here in Finland, I'm going to bring it here straight from Iceland. I want to test it in very, very extreme cold before I take it to Ellesmere Island in March, because my concern is that I think I'm going to take an EOS 1DX Mark III regardless of how well the R3 does in the cold, just because I know that camera works in extreme cold. I know it will keep functioning in minus 40, minus 50, and it will keep taking photographs. The R3 is an unknown. I'm not so concerned about battery life as I can take plenty of batteries. It's more, will the EVF keep functioning in that sort of cold? So I'm hoping in Finland in winter, we should have some temperatures around about minus 30, around that sort of area. I'll leave the camera outside overnight and we'll see if it's still going in the morning. I may need to put a new battery in it, but I'm really interested to see how the EVF goes. So that is going to be my big test. I need to figure out how that camera does in the cold. Certainly everything I'm seeing about the autofocus on that camera really has me very excited. I mean, the eye control autofocus and the eye animal tracking focus look fantastic and should make, you know, make things even easier. I mean, currently I don't really have any problems getting the eye sharp when I'm photographing animals and tracking the animal as it moves around the frame using focus points, but having the camera do that automatically for you will be very nice. So pretty keen and excited to get that. I am still hoping to pick that up in late November when I'm back in Australia, along with a couple of new RF lenses. I've also ordered the 14-35 RF lens, and I'll probably pick up the 400 2.8 RF, I think, and sell off my EF version. I've still got my 600 EF, which I'll take with the 1DX Mark III to Ellesmere. That's a given, but I think that's going to be the case. I expect to live in a sort of a hybrid situation, running both mirrorless and mirrored for some time to come. I think it will be quite a while before I totally abandon a mirrored camera. I still very much love my optical viewfinders and very much love the 1D series of cameras. And it will probably be at least, I think, end of 2022, probably 2023 before we see a R1. But the R3 looks like the ideal wildlife camera. And again, very keen to get that, get my hands on that and give that a thorough testing, a little bit in Australia before I leave for Iceland, probably just with birds, but mostly it'll be up in Iceland and Finland again. That's really going to be the test bed for it. And hopefully I've been looking, but I haven't been able to find anybody who's had a pre-production unit in extreme cold. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting. So a few things we've gone over there today. I really wanted to get a lot of that out, especially the information about Mongolia and also my thoughts on the R3. And just the update on how things are going up here in Finland. I really am looking forward to a great day, a great few days coming with the snow. That's super exciting. It's going to be a beautiful sunset tonight, so I will be heading out probably in about an hour from now, a little bit longer, to try and get some landscapes as well around the lake. The lake's starting to freeze up here now, which is also really interesting, starting to get nice patterns in the ice. So that's pretty cool too. So there we go. That's it. I'm Josh. This has been the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, episode 27. On the, what did I say it was today? The 24th of October 2021. And I look forward to seeing you out in the field.